I'd like to look in the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, a very, very familiar passage, and I'd like to speak on the subject, why be a Baptist? Why would you want to be a Baptist? What's so special about Baptist? And at the very beginning here, I want to say that I'm not talking about denominationalism. I'm talking about church. Not denomination. I'm talking about a church. Alright? Because a lot of folks, they associate Baptist with denominationalism. Because there is a Baptist denomination. But I'm talking about a Baptist church. And there is a difference. I was thinking about, as we were singing some of the songs and thinking about the message, I was thinking about some large churches that when they got large, they had every kind of activity you could think of. I'm talking about Baptist churches. All right, they call themselves Baptist churches. They had their gymnasiums, they had their crock pot making things, and they had the classes. Cooking classes, they had their gym, they had the exercise rooms, they had the walking places where you could go and walk in bad weather, could be heated and cooled and all that kind of stuff. And the pastors that I've heard, and I know of two cases such as these, are Baptist churches. And I know there's more than that. But whenever those pastors died, the churches just went bananas, crazy. And they didn't have any kind of leadership at all. But before the pastors that were there, they helped the people to the line, I guess. But after they died, it was nothing. I mean, the churches then brought in rock bands, and they had all the lights and the studio presentations instead of preaching, and they're just losing ground all over as far as spiritual things are concerned. Why would anybody want to be a Baptist? That's what we want to talk about today. And I think as we sung those songs and we sung those songs about I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. Let's read this passage and understand here that there's a relationship that we need to develop with the Lord, and not just go to church. In verse 18, Jesus was speaking here to Peter. He said, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Bless, Father, today this word from your hand. I pray, Lord, that you might touch us and help us to understand why you want us to be Baptist today. Bless and keep us, Father. Help me to preach it. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As we sung the song, Saved by the Blood, wouldn't you consider a person to be a fool who decided they were going to be saved some other way? Wouldn't you? Jesus would. Jesus would consider that. Because there's only one way to be saved. That is, there's only one way to heaven. Jesus is the way. Now, I know there's folks that add baptism to it. I know there's folks that add church membership to it, and good works, giving tithes, preaching, a whole bunch of other stuff. But there's only one way to be saved. There's only one way. And let me tell you, there's only one kind of church in this world today, too. And I know that a lot of people are going to go to heaven that are not Baptist. And I know that a lot of people that are Baptist are not going to make it. There's only one way to go to heaven. There's only one way to serve God faithfully and true. And that is in the Lord's kind of church. Jesus said, or Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21, "Unto him be glory in the church." And that's a Baptist church. He says, throughout all ages, world without end. So, you think about it. We're going to heaven on the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're going to give glory to God in His church. Not only now, but throughout all ages, world without end. You think about that. And there are those today that say the church is not important. It's a fool that says that, just as a person is a fool that says you can get to heaven any other way except through the blood of Jesus Christ. You think about it. There's only one way to salvation. There's only one way to service. God made that very, very clear. Why in the world would anybody ever attempt to go to heaven through any other method? Fact is, they're not getting there. And I was going to be very bold there, but I was going to say I don't really care, but I do care. But it really doesn't make any difference what anybody says about it. It doesn't change the facts. It doesn't change the facts. And I know as well as I'm standing here that every Baptist church is not a true church. I know that. And I also understand that you don't have to have the Baptist name to be a true church. And I'm saying that in the light of history. Because a lot of churches in the past were not called Baptist churches that were true churches. But I do not know today why anyone would not want to be called a Baptist if they really are one. And I've talked to some pastors that have taken the name Baptist off their church name. And I was told, well, we are Baptist. We don't put the name up there because we can draw more folks if we don't call ourselves Baptist. Oh, really? Well, what kind of folks are you getting? Baptist folks? Or some other kind of folks? What are you getting? I think about going to heaven. And there's only one way to go to heaven. And let me tell you, it's first class. It's first class. You're going to heaven on the blood of Jesus Christ. When I die, if I die, I might go out in the rapture, but if I die, the Bible says the angels are going to come and carry me away. Is there any other way to go? Is there any other way to get there? There's only one way. I mean, that's it. The Lord comes and takes care of His own and carries them on home. Who would ever think about going to Australia and a little Piper Cub? Anybody want to try that? The problem is putting enough fuel on the thing. Because I doubt the Piper Cub would even fly if you had enough fuel on it to get you to Australia. I doubt it'd even pick it up off the ground. That's the problem with the church. That's the problem that people look at when they want to go to heaven another way except through the blood of Jesus, or to give glory to God in another way except through the church. We need something that's able to do it. We need a power, an authority outside ourselves that the blood of Jesus can take us to heaven. You're not going to get there any other way. Listen, you'll never be good enough to get to heaven on your own. And we need a church that Jesus started. We need a church that Jesus started, not one that man started, and not one of these Johnny-come-lately Christian centers. Not even a church. And I understand some of the arguments that people use against being a Baptist. I understand some of that. But let me tell you, I'm a Baptist Because I want to be in the kind of church Jesus started that has, and He's given perpetuity. Because it's like in salvation. Jesus is the one that started salvation, gives it, provides it. And that's the kind of church I want to be in. Is the kind of church that Jesus started, provides, and takes care of, and all everything. I don't want to be in a man-made organization. I don't want to be in it. If I wanted to be in a man-made organization, I'd just go join the Lions Club or the local Kiwanis. You got just as much opportunity to give God the glory in the Lions Club as you do in some of these Christian centers or some of these denominational things that's going on. We need to talk about the Lord's church and the Lord's church only. Part of that is this. There is an umbrella of protection. I am under the blood of Jesus Christ. He has saved my soul. I'm depending upon what He has done for me, not what I'm doing for Him. I'm trusting in Christ. I'm not trusting my trusting. Just trust in Jesus. If He doesn't take me to heaven, I'm not getting there. Right? That's the way it is. There is an umbrella in the blood of Jesus that takes care of my salvation. But let me tell you, there's an umbrella of authority and protection in the Lord's local churches. Especially is that true at Independence Baptist Church. Should I say that again? Independence Baptist Church. Some of the folks that take their name off, take the Baptist name off, ought to take it off. Jesus Christ likes Baptists. Well, He does. You know why? It's not because we are so good. It is because God is good to us. God chose us. And we put us under this umbrella of protection. Jesus Christ favors the nation of Israel because they're His chosen people. And He put them under that umbrella of protection, His authority. But they went away from that. God left the nation of Israel, took away the keys of the kingdom from them, and gave it unto His church. Not denominationalism. The keys of the kingdom did not go with the gospel. It went with His church. We've studied all that before. But it's under this umbrella of protection that God has established His kind of church on this earth during His own personal ministry. You think about this. The salvation that you and I now possess goes all the way back to God. And the church that we serve God in goes all the way back to God. Jesus said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Jesus said, "I'm going to build a rock. I'm going to build the church upon myself. I'm the rock." Here's the thing. Your salvation is under the blood of Jesus Christ. And the way you serve God is in a church that Jesus started. Not a man. Not a man. Jesus likes Baptists. He likes them so much that He started with a Baptist. Jesus started this thing with a Baptist. Look with me back in the book of Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. We're going to do a little play on words here. And I think it is a play on words. The Bible said in Matthew 3, verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What was his name? And this is just not in Matthew 3, verse 1. It's also in Matthew 11, 11, Matthew 11, 12, Matthew 11, 4, Matthew 14, verse 2, Matthew 14, verse 8, and several other places. I just got those listed. He was called John. In the beginning, his name was what? What was it that Zacharias named his son? Did he name him John the Baptist, or did he name him John? Well, he named him John. And Jesus said, in those days came John the Baptist. You know why they called him the Baptist? Because he was the baptizer. You know what that means? It means that John was the one that came with authority from God. Now, John came and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said in verse 2, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the same thing that Jesus preached. It's the same thing that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Same message. Why be a Baptist? You remember our text? You probably got the text memorized. Matthew 16, 18. Remember what that says? Look at that. Look at that. Get it fixed in your head. Matthew 16, 18. I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That means that Jesus Christ is with His church in perpetuity. The church that you see here at Independence Baptist Church is a church likened to the church that Jesus established during His own personal ministry by the authority that came from God Himself. And I know people will look around and say, well, wait a minute. Independence Baptist Church was not started by Jesus Christ. That's what they'll say. They get into this whole perpetuity question in their minds. See this book right here? What is that? That's a Bible, right? Is that Bible inspired? And I believe it is. Somebody says, oh no, it's not inspired. The originals were inspired. Well, this is a copy of the originals. So is it God's Word or not? Well, all right. Independence Baptist Church, is it a copy of the original that Jesus established? Amen. So, it's the church. And that's what you're looking at. That's what we're looking at. You see, back here in the book of Matthew chapter 3, there was a man that was sent from God. That's in John. And there was a man sent from God, and his name was John. And this man, John, came with the authority to baptize. And this man, John, whose name was the Baptist, baptized with the baptism of repentance. He would not baptize anybody that was not saved. Get the two together. Because we're under the blood of Jesus Christ, that umbrella of protection of God, and in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which Independence Baptist Church is one of those, we're under that umbrella a protection in service to God. That's how that works. Somebody would say, well, you know, the baptism of John, that's probably not very important today. Remember our text. Jesus said, upon this rock, that is upon Himself, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, what He's saying there is that the gates of hell cannot stand against whatever the church of the Lord Jesus Christ wants to do. It will not stand against it. Remember also that that passage teaches perpetuity. that the Lord is going to continually be with His kind of churches. Jesus Christ thought baptism was pretty important. Don't you? You've probably seen this before. Look in the book of Matthew, chapter 3 and verse 13, while we're there pretty close. You see, the baptism that John baptized with was from God because he was a man sent from God to do the baptizing. He had the authority from God. And the baptism that Jesus received was the baptism from God because Jesus went to John to be baptized. There's only one baptism. Matthew 3:13, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him." Now, and I won't do it here, but if you'll take down your Bible map and just find out where Jesus was and where he came to be baptized, you'll find there that he walked. At least he traveled, even if he rode on a donkey. Boy, wouldn't that be a trip? For about 60 miles. Now, how long would that take? I said 20 minutes. 60 miles an hour, I can drive it in an hour. Yeah, you could drive it in an hour, but they didn't have cars. If they walked 3 miles an hour, 60 miles, figure it out. I said, "Wow, you're talking 20 hours. Yeah. How many, would that be straight? Anybody here could walk 20 hours without a break? No. How far could you walk without a break? Yeah, 10 minutes? 30? 1 hour? Somebody be looking at me like, 5 tops. Well, Jesus, how long did it take him? I mean, all I want you to see here is that Jesus believed that was important that he go to who? John the Baptist. He went to John the Baptist. That was special. But you think about something else. Who was it that first baptized? Anybody else? Who was it? Did you know it was Baptist? You mean show you where it happened? The first baptisms, and it wasn't John baptizing. The book of John, chapter 3. Here it is. These folks right here are the ones that was baptizing at the very beginning. John chapter 3. And you just think about this a little bit. John chapter 3, verse 22. Here's where the Bible records the first people that were baptizing others, and it wasn't John. Okay? Verse 22, John 3. "After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized." Now read the next verse too. So you can see here. So, well, wait a minute. In verse 22, who's baptizing? And you look at the modifiers, you look at the English, and it says there, "And there he tarried with them and baptized." So who was baptizing? Jesus or his disciples? We're going to answer that question, but read the next verse, 23. "And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized." So you know in verse 23 it was John the Baptist, but at the same time John the Baptist was baptizing, there were other people that was baptizing as well. Who was it? In verse 22, was it Jesus or was it the disciples? Chapter 4, verse 1 explains that. Here's the thing. If you want to know what the Bible means, just keep reading the Bible and it'll tell you. So if you had a question in verse 22 about who was baptizing, the question is answered in chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible said, when Jesus therefore knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, parentheses open, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. So who was it that was doing the baptizing? Baptist. It was Baptist. So how do you know they were Baptist? Because they were baptized by a Baptist. And his name was John. And guess what? Jesus approved. Well, how do you know that? Jesus was with them when they were baptizing. You reckon they had authority to baptize? Why, sure. How do you know that? Because Jesus was there. He was that's that umbrella. That's that umbrella. What I want you to see here is that Jesus, right here, this is the authority of God for the church to baptize. Although a lot of the organization of the church had not taken place at that time. They were baptizing. See, that's that umbrella of God's authority that He's placing right there. You know, Jesus, here, the message today is why I be a Baptist. Why be a Baptist? That's because my salvation is in a Baptist. What do you think Jesus was? A Pentecost? Maybe Jesus was non-denominational. You think about this. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, was baptized by a Baptist, and was present and approved when those Baptists baptized others, making them Baptist. So I wonder what Jesus was. Assembly of God? Methodist? No, he was a Baptist. That's where he put his approval. That's where he put that umbrella of protection. Jesus was around Baptist. You think of something else. Did you know that the followers of Jesus were Baptist? And he was around them all the time. And he taught them all the time. He spent 3 years teaching them. At least 3 years. Some folks say four. That's fine. I think if God would have wanted us to argue about that, He'd have put it in there a little clearer, but He didn't. So, I mean, you think about in Jesus Christ could have selected anybody that He wanted to select, couldn't He? But who did He select? He selected Baptists. Hey, you remember the time when I don't know if I can remember where it is, but there was a time when Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus Christ sent out these missionaries. You know who He sent out? He sent out Baptists. Matthew chapter 10. Look at this. He sent out Baptist people and gives us their names, so you make sure you know who they are. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. When He had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. The names of the 12 apostles were these: the first, Simeon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, John his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, Lebedus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon,
the Canaanite, Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, say. Question is this. Now, there's their names, right? There's their names. Here they are. Why here in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 through 5 is what we've read. Why didn't Jesus call these folks Baptists instead of disciples? Why didn't he say, okay, these are Baptists? Why didn't he say that? And there's a couple of reasons. First of all, he don't want us to get real hung up on the name, because we're talking about more than a name. We're talking about more than a name here. Some folks do get hung up on the name. Some folks get hung up on making sure everybody says everything in exactly the same sequence of events. They say saying exactly the same way, and they miss who Jesus really is. So we want to be careful about that. But you think about it, back in these days, why didn't Jesus just say, well, these are Baptists? Well, who else were they? Who else could they have been? How many at this time in Matthew chapter 10, how many denominations were there? Where were the Pentecostals? Were they organized yet? No. Where were the Assembly of God? Where were the Christian Church? The Church of England? Where was all those Christian centers? They didn't exist. How many churches were there? There was one. To identify with Christ in those days, to identify with Christ is to identify with His church. They were synonymous. That's the way it ought to be today. But it's not that way. But that's the way it ought to be. But Jesus Christ, the first missionaries He sent out were Baptists. And they were sent out. And He told them the things that He wanted them to do. Let me ask you. On the Lord's Supper, who was present? Baptist. Wasn't anybody else? No, just Baptist. Look at this one. The book of Luke chapter 22. And there's this, you can read a lot of different places. But I just want you to get the idea here. Luke chapter 22. The title of the message. What is the title of this message? Why be a Baptist? Well, Jesus was a Baptist. See, well, the Baptist denomination wasn't even started. I'm not talking about Baptist denomination. I'm talking about Baptist church, which is different. The authority to baptize and to preach the gospel was with John the Baptist, and it was with his church at the very beginning in John 3. It was when it was practiced. It was God's authority. It was there. And you wouldn't want to go to heaven under any other authority than Jesus Christ, and you sure don't want to try to serve God under any other authority except Jesus Christ. And He's given that in a Baptist church. In the book of Luke 22 and verse 11, who is there? I read this again. Jesus is here making preparation. Luke 22 verse 11, and ye shall say unto the goodman of the house, the master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He did not say to eat the Passover with all this group that's following me. He didn't say to eat this Passover with my family. Who are these disciples? It's the same one in Matthew chapter 10. It's his church. That's who he ate the Lord's Supper with. That's who he ate the Passover with. That's where he established the Lord's Supper. It's with Baptist. You see, that's who it was. That was a good time, eating the Passover and the Lord's Supper. But when things got tough, who was it that Jesus Christ wanted with him? And look back in the book of Mark. One book back. Mark chapter 14. Mark 14 and verse 33. When things got dark and Jesus Christ knew that His time was near, and He knew that the time when He would be betrayed is coming, He wanted His friends with Him. Let me ask you, if you're going through hard times, would you rather have your friends with you or strangers? I'd rather have my friends there. And that's what, look what Jesus said. He wanted Baptist people around Him. In Mark chapter 14, in verse 32, and they came to a place which is called Gethsemane, and He said to His disciples, "Sit ye here while I pray." Now, see, He didn't want them all. He told some of them, you stay. He told nine of them to stay. Of course, at this point, there's only eight of them there. And He talked with him, Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be heavy. And saith unto them, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch." So there in verse 33, He took with Him these three special Baptist friends, Peter, James, and John. These are always the ones on the inner circle. It was Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. But these are Baptist people. You see, today we've got this idea that the church is unimportant. But that's not Jesus' idea. The thought today is that the gospel is all that's important. And getting people to heaven is all that counts. Well, that's not God's idea. But you think about something. God is still dealing with the nation of Israel. In the Old Testament, people were saved by looking forward to a Savior who would come. That's the way we phrase it. The Jews phrase it different than that. But that's the way we phrase those terms. But God never stopped dealing with the nation of people. The nation of Israel. That organization. The gospel still goes out. But God has never stopped dealing with His church. Because His church is important. It is so important that unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. It's that important. Salvation is important. There's going to be a lot of people that are in heaven that are not Baptist. I can name two right now. Adam and Eve. They weren't Baptist. But they were saved. They weren't Israelites either. But when things got tough, Jesus wanted His people with Him. It's kind of like the way we are. And again, you say, well, it didn't say Baptist there in the book of Mark 14. It said disciples. That's true. But who else was there? What other church was there? There was no other. You see, the Independence Baptist Church. We need to be like the church that Jesus established. Everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we're working toward is to be more like the church that Jesus established. It is not enough. Listen, it is not enough for us to be able to trace our history back to the days of Jesus Christ. That's not enough. I mean, that's part of it. But we need to be like the church Jesus established. Because if all you have is a paper trail and you yourself are dead, then that's no good at all. But we need to be like that church. And we need to take the gospel and propagate it, and have scriptural baptism and the Lord's Supper and all of those things, because we're under that umbrella that Jesus has established. A Baptist church believes the Baptist book. And it's a King James Bible. Somebody has said, you ought to believe Bible doctrine. Well, I do. I think that too. But you know what? Baptist doctrine, when it is real doctrine, is Bible doctrine. And anything that we believe is not in this Bible, it's not God's anyway. We need to follow this book. Not the tales of men or the writings of men that are uninspired. Here it is. We need to follow it. Why be a Baptist? Well, because I'm going to heaven through the blood of a Baptist, Jesus Christ. Think about it. The church Jesus established was a Baptist church. Maybe not called by that name in that day. It hadn't been called by that name in many centuries following that time. And actually, the name Baptist were given to us by our enemies anyway. They called us Anabaptists at first because we re-baptized. Then later dropped the name Anna and we've become known as Baptist. But I'm not ashamed to be called a Baptist any more than I'm ashamed to be called a saved person. I want to be obedient to Him. Why be a Baptist? You see, the Baptist church, I use that in kind of a generic term, was not started on the day of Pentecost, but by Jesus Christ. That's where we go back to. Back to Jesus. Back to His authority. Back to His power. That's where it is. Why be a Baptist? If you're wondering, why be a Baptist? Perhaps this will answer some of your inquiries. Today, if you're lost, you need to go to Jesus for salvation. Jesus can save you. And He's the one, because He's the one that has the power, the authority, the ability. He's got it all. So you trust the Lord Jesus Christ. But today, if you are saved, and you want to really identify with Jesus, you will identify through the church He left on this earth. And that's a Baptist church. And you identify with baptism. You identify with baptism. I read a little thing, and it talked about what baptism is, and that it is an identifier, and that it identifies that there's a change, a permanent change that's been taking place. And the guy wrote this 200 years after Christ, and he said it's like making pickles. And in his recipe, it was the same.
Because when you make pickles, some kinds of pickles, are, of course, are all different kinds, but said in this kind that he wrote this recipe, but this was written 200 years after Christ. You take your pickles, you take your vinegar and some spices and stuff like that, and you boil it. You get it all ready. You put your pickles in the jar, and you put that ingredient in there, and it permanently changes. It permanently changes that pickle. It will. If you put a cucumber in there, it will not come out a cucumber because it's permanently changed. That's identifying. It's permanently changed. You put a tomato in there, it's permanently changed to pickled tomato, right? That's what baptism is, because that identification is a permanent identification, and you're changed from then on. You're never the same. That's what scriptural baptism does. So if you're saved today and you have not ever had scriptural baptism and you know you need that, then you'll get that from a Baptist church. That's where you're going to get it. And I pray God will touch you to do what God wants you to do. That you might not only go to heaven first class in the blood of Jesus, but that you'll give glory to God first class through Jesus Christ and His authority. That's my prayer for you. Prayer for us. We might be what He wants us to be. I want to stand, if you would, Brother Brian, if you come and lead us in this song, if you would, please.